Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special presentation of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the incredible Cowboy State Politics studio. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special presentation of Weekend Update. On this morning's program, we're going to talk with Blaze TV host, comedian, and musician Chad Prather. He really is a funny, funny guy. I had a blast talking with him during my visit to Mercury Studios in Dallas, Texas. He's almost funnier off camera than he is on camera. We'll do his interview in a few minutes, but first, a couple of housekeeping items. I've started an email list to help you keep up with what's happening on the program. As we get closer to the legislative session, things are going to get busier and busier, and we need another way to communicate. So I've started an email list. An easy way for you to sign up is go to cowboystatepolitics.com, and all the way at the bottom of every single page is a little form to sign up for the newsletter. I promise I won't deluge you with dumb, irritating, and completely meaningless emails. We'll probably just do one email newsletter a week, letting you know everything that's happening during that week on the program, unless, of course, there's something important that comes up and I need to get a hold of you. So make sure that you sign up for that. Also, while we're talking about that, make sure you subscribe and follow the program. You can do that from the website on any of the Podbean apps, or you can just go to Podbean and there's a subscribe and follow button. What that will do for you is make sure that you're notified when there's a new episode of Cowboy State Politics so that you won't miss a minute of the program. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening in the very near future, and you need to be aware of all of it. Trust me, you're really doing a disservice to yourself if you think that the mainstream Wyoming press is actually trying to keep you informed. They're really doing the opposite, in favor of a leftist agenda that helps make them money. Why do you think that they all talk so favorably of all of these politicians that don't have your best interests in mind, that lie to you, that tell you things that aren't true? Case in point, front page of the Wyoming Turkey Vulture, Wyoming Tribune Eagle this morning. In an article entitled State Lawmakers Criticize Proposed Initiative to Reduce Property Tax in Wyoming, written by Hannah Shields, and I quote, Wyoming state legislators criticized an initiative to reduce property taxation for homeowners by 50%, arguing the bill's passage would ultimately strip state funding for public schools. Think about this for just a second. That one sentence, that it would strip state funding for public schools. The implication of that sentence, of course, is that it would strip all funding for Wyoming schools. The truth of the matter is that funding goes up each and every year for public education in Wyoming by millions and millions and millions of dollars. And there's no reason for it. It just automatically goes up, whether the schools need it or not. The rocket scientists in Cheyenne call them escalators. They're just set on autopilot. There's no bill that's passed to increase spending in Wyoming schools or anything like that. It just happens automatically. The very first person that the Tribune Eagle quotes is Democrat Liz Storr. They write, quote, Representative Liz Storr of Jackson criticized the proposed bill, saying that the property tax reduction would cost the state millions of dollars that would go towards K-12 funding. The loss in state revenue was highly unlikely to be made up by the Wyoming legislature. Quote, This initiative will help rich people the most at the expense of Wyoming's kids and its communities, end quote, Storr wrote in an email to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle. So the very first thing out of the Wyoming Turkey Vulture in this article is, tax cuts only help the rich. The very next person that they quote is Redcoat Dan Zwanitzer. Listen to this one. Quote, I hope people don't sign a form just by someone simply saying sign here to lower your taxes when they have no understanding of the actual consequences of this type of action, Zwanitzer wrote. There is no way any cognizant legislator would approve of an idea so disastrous to Wyoming's children and our local governments. Wyoming has one of the five lowest tax burdens of any state in the nation, according to the Republican representative. End quote. As if you really need me to translate Zwanitzer speak for you, but I will anyway. Here's what he means. The people that came up with this tax initiative are just stupid, and you're really dumb if you sign it. And that check you wrote to the county treasurer for your property taxes, it's not really as high as you think. In fact, you should be grateful that you're having to pay that amount. Uh-huh. As if anybody actually believes that crap. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. You just pay attention to what we're telling you. Because we're the smart ones. We'll help save you. Like that's ever really worked out that great for us before. Now, of course, there's no mention of the 21 bills, most of which that failed to address property taxes in the state of Wyoming. There's actually nothing to note how Democrat Liz Storr and Redcoat Dan Zwanitzer voted against every single substantive property tax reform. Yeah, like the one that would have capped the percentage increase of your property taxes year over year. Both of them voted against that one. But of course, the turkey vulture doesn't bring any of this up. That is way too far outside of their agenda. So anyway, you get the point. The politicians in Cheyenne are lying to you, and so is the Wyoming media. That's why it's so incredibly important to pay attention to independent media, just like cowboy state politics. Wouldn't it be really nice to have an independent media source that just gave you the facts? As Clarence Thomas said, the truth, period. And here's the funny part. That independent network, all they'd have to do is report the facts as they are. And of course, the Wyoming media would go after them simply because it would appear that they're reporting things from a conservative perspective. Simply because the mainstream Wyoming press has been lying to you for so long. My friends, when you sit with the warriors, the conversations are different. Trust me. So enough of that doom and gloom and black rain cloud type of stuff. Let's move on to something a little bit more fun. Chad Prather. So I talked with him last week for about 20 minutes. We covered everything from Oliver Anthony to porn in schools and what we can do to try to counteract this liberal agenda that all of us deal with on a daily basis. It's a fascinating discussion, and I know that you're going to enjoy it. So we'll do that coming up next. But first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. This special presentation of Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of structure on your property, whether it's a garage or a barn, or maybe you need a roping arena so you can do all that rodeo stuff when it's 20 below zero, or even a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys that you should really talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They are absolutely the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. For all of your building needs, call Morton Buildings. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. If you're like me and you love hot wings, the best wings that you're going to find are from the Wing It food truck. They make the most incredible hot wings, and it's not just hot wings. They have several other different flavors. I now personally recommend the habanero wings and the garlic parmesan. Both of them are incredible. To figure out where that truck is going to be, go to their Facebook page, the Wing It food truck. Every week, they post their entire schedule. That way, you can plan your entire week's journey around where that truck is going to be. That's the Wing It food truck. Are you thinking about getting into the real estate business, buying or selling? The very first thing that you should absolutely do is find a realtor that you can trust. That realtor is Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Last year, she sold around $25 million worth of property, and get this, she's actually been known to talk buyers out of a piece of property simply because it didn't meet their needs. So if you want a realtor that's looking out for your best interests, call Rebecca Bextel. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. Again, call Rebecca at 307-699-3519. And now let's get to my interview with Blaze TV host Chad Prather. Welcome back to the program. David Iverson behind the silver cowboy state politics microphone. Documented to be almost always right 98.675% of the time. Those numbers go up so fast, it really is hard to keep track of them. Just one more thing that I can do that the mainstream Wyoming media cannot. They'd actually have to start telling the truth to pull off numbers like that. Anyway, so last week, I had a chance to visit with Blaze TV host Chad Prather. He's a funny, funny guy, and I know that you're going to enjoy the interview. Here it is. Joining me via Zoom is none other than Chad Prather. Chad, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Hey, buddy. It's good to be with you, man. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it. You just got back from Nashville, right?
Yeah, it's been a crazy... The month of August was a crazy month. I think I slept in my own bed one night. Which I've lived on the road forever, so I'm not complaining. That's the life I chose. But yeah, the last 2 weeks I've been in Nashville working on a new project out there with a new record label, Based Records. And so it's exciting stuff. But yeah, I'm tired.
So is it a new comedy album or music, or tell me about it?
No, we're doing music. Of course, we mix in my flair for the creative in regards to that. But we're going to leak out later this year. We're going to leak out 6 songs over a period of time. And when it's all said and done, it'll be a 6-song EP. We're going to release them. I think the plan right now is to release them as singles. But, you know, Based Records, they started in Nashville. There were some guys, some multi-platinum songwriters that came together and said, we're sick of what's happening in the music industry, particularly in Nashville. It's gotten so woke, and cancel culture has gotten so, just rampant. And music just isn't what it is, what it used to be about the art. It's more about the executives and their politics. And so they formed Based Records, and the whole deal is it's about counterculture instead of cancel culture. And so it's pretty exciting. My good buddy Chris Wallen, who's written a ton of number one songs, he reached out to me and said, you want to do a project? And I said, I do. Because, you know, a lot of folks don't realize I do comedy, but I also do music. And you know, I come from a family of musicians. I'm the least musician of all of them, but I have fun with music. I love good, solid country music. And so we're working on something that I think is going to be great for the audience. And just a little teaser, we got a really, really fun Christmas song that'll come out, you know, end of November, that it's a little bit different. It's funny, but it'll be a good change of pace. It may just be the next Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Who knows? We can cross our fingers and hope for that.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if it's like Ray Stevens funny, or are we talking funnier than that?
This song, Ray Stevens is a good example of that. You know, I've always done parody music when I do live shows, and you know, we've recorded some parody songs, and I've written a lot of comedy songs. My 2020 album that was called Y'all Shut Up, we went to Nashville and did that one, and that was 8 original comedy songs, and that was a lot of fun. This one's going to take a little bit different vein. The Christmas song will be a little more tongue in cheek, and it'll be a lot of fun. We recorded that song a week before last with some world class Grammy winning musicians in the studio. And I was so happy because when they were walking out of the studio, they were still humming that song. So that ought to tell you the level of earworm we're working with on that one.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you about. Recently, there's been a couple of artists that they weren't even on anybody's radar. Like, I'm thinking of like Oliver Anthony.
Yeah.
And, you know, his song, that thing just blew my mind as fast as it went across the country. And then I got to thinking about it. And I'm like, well, of course it went viral. I mean, that's exactly what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Having been in Nashville the last 2 weeks, I had a lot of conversations with people asking me what my thoughts were on the Oliver Anthony phenomenon. Was, you know, is there a big marketing push behind him? Was there backing that nobody knows about? I said, well, if there is some corporate backing behind him, there's a couple of problems with that. One, there's no way they kept that as well hidden as they have. And two, if there's a marketing firm that is that good, that can make it so that a guy who is unknown is selling half the songs that are being downloaded in the country in a week's time, then I want to hire that marketing firm. Nobody's that good. You know, I mean, just there's no formula to be that good. And when you listen to that song, I don't care how many times you listen to it. If you get it, you get it. And every time you hear it, it just sort of resonates the angst and the pain that he delivered that song with. You know, it probably would not pass any Belmont University songwriting courses, but that just the pure heart that's behind it, you can feel the soul of it. And that's the kind of thing that, you know, you can't just go, there's no formula for that. You just can't go out and produce that on a whim. And so kudos to him. I mean, it seems like he's got his head on straight and got his right priorities, and there's so many things he's still trying to just figure out. But I love the honesty and the transparency when he just tells people, you know, hey, look, I'm a baby Christian that doesn't know what he's talking about. Don't know much about politics. Don't know much about mainstream media. I just kind of feeling my way through this world. So good for him.
I mean, I saw the post pop up, and I don't know if it was on YouTube or if I got an alert or something, but or even if somebody sent me the song. I clicked on it. What he was saying just completely resonated with my view of what's going on. You know, I think it did with a lot of people. So yeah. I see that you finally took my advice and you've decided to get your hind end to Casper, and you're going to be there on the 22nd. So tell me about that show. What can people expect from you?
Well, I think the last time I was in Casper, I think it was 2020. I always use Casper as a punchline, because I love going up there, but there's a couple of good punchlines about Casper. I said, you know, I used to go there every year and do a show and great turnout. And I had this agent who would book me there. He lived in Beverly Hills, California. And he'd always put me there like the end of December, the 1st of January. And I would say, dude, we need to buy you a globe and an almanac so that you know that there's climates out there unlike Beverly Hills. You know, I can remember leaving for the airport one early morning after a show the night before in Casper, and it was 5 below 0. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So we, and then the other joke is we were in Casper doing some music there at the little convention center there. And I used to joke about it. I said, you know, the rest of the world was shut down because of COVID, but in Wyoming, I'm not sure they'd heard of it yet. And so they were willing to let us, you know, come in. And just had a blast with everybody. So I'm glad I get to come back to Casper. It's, you know, heading into that area is one of my favorite places. I've done, I don't know, 3 or 4 shows there now over the years, and just glad to come back. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Probably ask you this at the end of the interview, too. But if people want to buy tickets, like, where do they go? How do they get their tail there?
You know, the easiest way is my website. Just jump on the homepage. You can go to watchchad.com or chadprather.com. It all goes to the same place. And just scroll down and you'll see that we're going to be there in the area. And, you know, I love, especially going up there, you know, this time of year, I can't wait to be there. And, you know, we're actually going to be in, you know, you gotta tell people we're going to be in Mills, Wyoming, because I know people will say, oh, you're not in Casper, you're in Mills. And so it's at the Beacon Club. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's, you know, hey, it's not a late night. It's a 7 p.m. show. And You know, it's just that part of Wyoming, I'm telling you, it's just never failed. It's just never disappointed. So I'm excited to be there.
Well, certainly Wyoming is different than any other place in the country. I mean, we're still pretty much normal here.
Yeah. Well, and I enjoy that. You know, I enjoy getting up there, not only just the beautiful country that is Wyoming, but, you know, and here's the thing, you know, my brand of comedy, anybody that knows that I like to make fun of the politics in our world today. I like to, you know, I like to point out, you know, nothing's off limits. I make fun of everybody. And, you know, you guys are not immune from your own political issues and woes. I mean, anywhere there's people, there's going to be disagreements, right? So hopefully we can use comedy to poke fun at it a little bit, and as well, maybe bring some people together just to, you know, I've always said music and laughter, nothing unifies people like that. But who knows? Everything's gotten so politicized these days. I'm not sure that even that holds true anymore.
What I consider the most dastardly politicians in Wyoming, Senator Alan Simpson, he once said that in Wyoming, everything is political, except for politics. That's personal. So let's talk about a couple of those things. I noticed on your Twitter the other day that you were kind of poking fun at our ridiculous commander-in-chief. I have a montage that's about 10 minutes long of all of his dumb things that he said, and I can only get through about 5 minutes of it. So what's your favorite dumb as a dung beetle moment from Joe Biden?
You know, I love the things that are the repetitious things that he does that are so predictable. Like, where do I go from here? You know, that was one that he said, you know, I think it was yesterday or the day before when he was, you know, talking to the FEMA and he's giving a speech and then he turns and he's lost, you know, where do I go from here? And then the, you know, I'm not kidding or listen, Jack, or he whispers something, you know, and it's amazing to me that this guy is, I don't know, you know, I don't know if they've got him so pumped full of drugs to go out in public for 20 minutes that then he has to take another 4-day vacation to come down off of whatever it was they jacked him up on. But it's amazing to me that they keep trotting this guy out there. And it shows us that as a nation, we literally have a figurehead who is a puppet. He is in control of absolutely nothing. He doesn't even do his own tweets. People can love or hate Donald Trump, but at least you knew you were getting the stuff straight from the horse's mouth. Joe Biden doesn't know how to log into his Twitter. He doesn't know what his password is. He couldn't find the app, much less do his own tweets. And so, you know, they really do think we're all dumb. And they've got whatever intern is out there putting out, you know, his public statements, and then they trot him out there and, you know, that geriatric octogenarian that can barely form a sentence. He is a gaffe machine every single day.
Now, you've devoted a lot of time on your program on Blaze TV to talking about what's being done to children, what's happening in schools, the drag queen story hours, all of that. And, you know, I've done the same thing. I can't tell you how many episodes I've done. In fact, I was on your program talking about what was happening at our university. And sometimes it just feels like, you know, we're just like a voice in the wilderness. So, you know, like in your opinion, Chad, what's the next step? Where do we go from here? How do we start to unwind everything that's been happening in our schools and libraries and all of that stuff?
Well, it's going to take little by little because, you know, this problem, we've stuck our head in the sand for so long and ignored it, thinking this would never happen. You know, I've been saying for 30 years that this was coming. I've been saying for 30 years that they're not after this activist group of people. I'm not talking about any person's in particular sexual orientation or persuasion or what they are. I'm talking about the activist group, the outspoken folks who are pushing an agenda. What I've said about them is they're not after equality. You know, their message was we want equality. They never wanted equality. They've always wanted control. And in the name of tolerance, we've allowed that to happen to the point where now if you push back on them, they've created a culture whereby they can accuse you of hate speech and you can get canceled. You can be deplatformed, demonetized. You can lose your job. In some countries, nowadays, you can be arrested. So What we've got to do is we've got to take a rule from, take the plays from their own rule book, and we've got to systematically start dismantling that. What you do is you continue to call it out. You know, that's the thing about cockroaches. They don't like the light. They scurry. So keep exposing them. Expose it with the video. I got to give a shout out to my dear friend, Sarah Gonzalez, and her efforts here in Texas with Defend Texas Kids. You know, she has spent many of her free days on a Saturday on the weekend going in and videotaping these events, you know, in disguise. And a lot of the stuff that you see on the news media these days exposing what's been going on has been because of people like Sarah's efforts, if not specifically Sarah's video. We've got to expose it because there's so many people out there that still have their head in the sand. They just refuse to believe that this is actually happening or that these nefarious intentions actually exist. But the fact of the matter is they do exist, and they know, the activist groups know, that if they don't go after the children, then it's a hopeless cause. They've got to win over the next generation. And so, you know, these folks are doing everything they can to brainwash children. And that, to me, is the most nefarious of plots that you could ever engage in. It's absolutely disgusting. I don't care what a person does in their free time amongst consenting adults. I really don't care. I've got enough troubles of my own. But man, when you start involving kids, that's where the battle starts. And that's one for me that I think is a hill worth dying on.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And the fascinating thing about it, as much noise as people like yourself have made about it, there's still people that say, well, you know, it's not really pornography that's in these books. You know, it's not that bad. And the truth is, it's far worse than most people could imagine. And it's, I mean, I agree with you that we got to start, you know, we got to start winning elections. We got to start flipping state houses that, you know, maybe these people say they're Republican, but they're a straight up Democrat. That's the problem we got here in Wyoming. By the way, if you need a list of material for the 22nd, you just let me know, brother. I'll hook you up.
Well, you know, I've often told people if these folks are going to keep writing the jokes, I'm going to keep telling them. And I've always tried to engage in the act of humor that makes a point. You know, I've always said if you can take common sense and wrap it in humor, it becomes an easier pill to swallow. But, you know, we've got to do like some of these folks have done, you know, where. It was so funny. I went and got an hydration IV today after all this travel. And that, you know, when the technician is sitting there, they're a captive audience. So we started talking about some of these topics, and she was asking me some questions. And I said, you know, we live in a day and age of the tyrannies where, for instance, the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, you know, he started labeling parents that go to school board meetings and speaking out as domestic terrorists. And I said, you know, kudos to these dads and these moms who go out and they just simply just start reading what's in these textbooks back to these school council boards and they shut them down. And it's like, you can't say that that's not pornography. And they say, well, this is not the place to read that. But you're telling me a 10th grader can go into his school library and check these books out. And it's not even 10th graders. It goes all the way down to, you know, to children, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. And that's what I mean. We've got to expose these things, and it's humiliating. It's embarrassing. It's just disheartening. But we got to do it.
The video that you played on your program where I confronted the University of Wyoming.
Yep. Perfect example.
That's a perfect example, but I'm telling you, like you didn't play the part that was really graphic out of it. And, you know, like you said, it is embarrassing having to confront these people because you gotta tell them exactly what, put it right back in their face what they've been saying to our kids. So you mentioned that you like to use humor to make a political point. And I just have to ask, I saw this picture on your Twitter feed, Dylan Mulvaney, man, like only in 2023 could we praise a guy pretending to be a woman. Go.
Yeah. You know, people often tell me, they're like, stop giving this guy attention. And I'm like, he's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, it's such a parody of itself. It's a sad parody of itself. It really is, because there's a part of me that feels sorry for this guy. There's a part of me of saying, hey, this guy stepped into a whirlwind that I don't think he was ready for. I don't think he's transgender. I think he's transgender. I think he jumped on a trend to become TikTok famous, and he reaped the wealth that came from that. And I think I make a pretty good argument as to why he's not transgender. He's not, and when I say transgender, I'm talking about somebody who's dealing with a legitimate mental dysphoria. There are a very small percentage of people who actually deal with that. And there's just like there's a small percentage of people who deal with a lot of things, whether it's schizophrenia or, you know, all of these various things. There are people. He's not that person, right? He's a gay man who's decided that he's so effeminate, he wanted to start wearing women's clothing. You can call it androgynophilia if you want, or not. But either way, he's found a way to popularize his lifestyle choice. And you just take, for instance, the pressure that he put himself under with the Bud Light debacle.
I mean,
to crash a great American brand, historically American brand, to the tune of $30 billion, to the point where no one is buying this product anymore, all because they put his image as a promotional thing on a can. It's wild when you think about it, but it's sad at the same time. I mean, people are really buying into this deception, this fantasy world, and the only result of that is going to be destroyed lives.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when I talk to people about this whole phenomenon, I'm just flat straight with them that the documented cases of people who actually are gender dysphoric it is a really small number.
Very. It's infinitesimal.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even like my dad's he's a scientist, and he would say that, well, that's not even statistically relevant. You know, I mean, it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
So, Chad, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I appreciate you coming on the program. I've been looking to visiting with you for a while. So once again, why don't you tell us about the show on the 22nd and how people can get tickets and come to see you?
Yeah, folks, head over to what I call the most vain website address on the planet, watchchad.com. Very voyeuristic. Watchchad.com. Go over there. On the 22nd, I will be at the Beacon Club there in Mills, Wyoming. And I got to arrange some travel, man, because I got a show. I got two nights. I got South Dakota and Wyoming. So I got to get from place to place. And that's not always easy to do in that part of the world. But we're going to do it, man. And it's going to be a good time. So I encourage people to go grab a ticket and let's pack that sucker out.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Chad. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, brother.
So, Chad's going to be in Casper at the Beacon Club on the 22nd, and if you want to get tickets to that show, go to his website, watchchad.com. If you happen to be in Casper today, Liberty's Place for You is holding an event at Washington Park from 2 to 6 today. There's going to be a whole bunch of politicians speaking, and yours truly will be there. I've got a couple thoughts on what liberty means. So if you want to hear that and have a good afternoon, there's going to be music, a gun raffle, and a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're in Casper today, go down to Washington Park. It'll be a great time. Well, that'll do it for today's installment of the program. Make sure you subscribe and follow the show. And definitely, definitely share the link to this episode. New episodes of the program are published every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday morning. And don't forget about the Thursday live program, which begins every Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.